Already past 12 o'clock, so I'm standing here in between you and the food. So what I think now is I can give the same talk in 1 hour, and I can, make it short and give it into 10 minutes too. So I would like to do it in 10 minutes today.
But you know,
yeah, I'll try to. Here I am. I'm Sashindran. With the group work for USDARS. Rivang is here, Laj Ahuja is here, other people are experimentalists. I think they are, David Nielsen is also here. So if you have any questions in the experimental part, you can ask David. We have been listening to different aspects of modeling from the morning. Rivang talked about the parameterization issue and how difficult it is to have an automatic procedure for parameterizing a system model as complex as root zone water quality model. Then it's followed by uncertainties in the measurement as well as the model. You know, a lot of huge amount of uncertainties. And putting together in this study, I'm trying to see, you know, living with all these uncertainties, you know, all these jargons standing there in between us and developing a model and applying it, where we stand, the root zone water quality model, can we use it for representing an experiment in the field? And we have taken this challenge of addressing this using data from alternative cropping system experiments that basically to replace the conventional winter wheat fallow systems in the Great Plains. We are dealing with a system, it's dry land, semi-arid, with a very low rainfall and very uncertainties when weather. So if we can do it, I think we can model. We find success in doing this, sure, we can find success in many other experiments. The background for the study is in the Great Plains, farmers were following this winter wheat fallow system for many, many years. The main idea of keeping a fallow that or taking one harvest in 2 years is to reduce the uncertainty in the crop success. So people always thought that if you don't remove water from the soil with a frequent cropping, you can improve the crop success. So, but by now, we have enough proof that the system erode the quality and the quantity of the soil quality, especially because the tillage to keep the the weeds in control. It's like 5 to 8 passes of the tillage instrument over the fields expose the soil to the vulnerability of soil, water and wind erosion. So the remedy here, scientists find that intensify the crop, frequent cropping or reducing the fallow or giving a cover to the soil with a crop can improve the system. So then came the alternative crop rotation experiments in the Great Plains. There are more than 23 crop rotation, different sequence of cropping and intensity. Wheat, corn, sunflower, triticale, pea, sorghum, these are some of the crops in the rotation. I think the number of crops are increasing year by year. So the whole idea for this experiment is to reduce the fallow or eliminate it. He's the enemy here. So what the ultimate result of this is extensive database, not only for modeling, for researchers. You know, if you have 20 years data, I think one scientist can work the whole life analyzing this data. So the challenge here is how to integrate and synthesize the information collected from these experiments and take the results across soils and climates is the huge challenge. So objectives of our effort here is to test desired crop modules in root zone water quality model two, to simulate dry land wheat, corn, and proso millet production in wheat fallow conventional till, then wheat fallow under no-tillage, and wheat corn fallow and wheat corn millet under no-tillage from 1991 to 2008. And to determine its potential for representing the system for technology transfer. And we, to further confirm how good the model is, we use two independent rotations, wheat millet fallow and wheat corn millet fallow. Here, the data we have. We have soil water collected, first 30 centimeter, we use the TDR, then further down is the neutron probe. Then there's data on leaf area index, very sparse, but sometimes representing what is in the field. Then we have biomass sampling. In addition to this, we have grain yield at harvest and estimates of ET from soil water. This is by water balance, assuming that losses are can be neglected or are minimum. Then we have daily weather data collected near the site on precipitation, air temperature, relative humidity, wind speed, and solar radiation. Then there are some crop phenology notes. Coming to the method, we have root zone water quality model. It's in existence for over 10 or 20 years. Then we have the DSAT crop models. There's a suite of crop models, more than 20 crop modules in it. Livang had the idea of taking the best out of the two and combining into a new model. So we took the soil water and basically the soil module from RGWQM and crop modules from DSAT and hybridized it, combined and made the RCWQM2. The soil water in RCWQM is very detailed. We have green amped adapted for infiltration and runoff calculations, and soil nitrogen module is very detailed with two crop residue pools and three biomass pools and very detailed simulations. Then the series models, in addition to DSAT 20 crop models, we have additional models for triticale, proso millet, foxtail millet, and we have developed canola too. So we have four or five more crop modules than DSAT. So coming to the simulations, it's all sequential. That means it started in 1991, January 1st. It ends in 2008. There is no reinitialization. That means all the simulations are continued, all from one season to the other. And the rotations are, as I explained earlier, wheat fallow, no-till, and conventional till. There are four phases. That is, starting phase, wheat and fallow. Then wheat corn fallow, three. Wheat corn millet, three phases. Total, there are 10 phases of the rotation, and about 15 to 18 years. Then in the calibration, we used wheat corn millet. That's one phase of the rotation. And there are independent rotations, wheat millet fallow and wheat corn millet fallow. We don't have any outcome of these experiments. Only David gave me only the input, the management, and what is the cultivar. So we blind simulations. So when I talk about calibration here, it's not that the model is recalibrated. It's the same model. Parameters are same. Only thing I calibrated here is the cultivars, because we don't have parameters for the cultivars in the model. So I calibrated the cultivar parameters, and that is added to the database. So that doesn't mean the model is every time recalibrated. So the calibration procedure I'm giving here is the what is Booty 1999 is a physiologically calibrating a crop model, you know, following the physiology, not as a passive system. So we have three winter wheat cultivars, five corn cultivars, then two prosa millet cultivars. So coming to the calibration results. So looking here is the soil water, ET, simulated as well as estimated, then measured and simulated leaf area index. Here is the biomass, and here is the grain yield. Looking at, I mean, you all have been listening to the uncertainties, living within the uncertainty, I think the models are able to do some job, you know, representing the system. I think the correlation here can be, I think I missed the numbers here. It's around 0.8 R square, and D, Wilmot's model efficiency index, that's around, again, 0.8. I think here measured ET is off, you know, the measure, simulated ET is off the measured slightly, because maybe there are other losses like runoff and deep seepage that's not accounted here. So with this result, I assume that it's well calibrated, or means the cultivar parameters are okay for the simulations. So getting into the validation, here the composite of ET from all the experiments, I think it's doing a very good job of capturing 19 years continuous simulation. RMS is around 5 centimeters, R square 0.8, and E, that efficiency. Here is grain yield and biomass simulations. I think the season to season progression of this is well simulated. Here is wheat fallow performance. I think the year to year simulation we could catch very nicely. Then grain yield and biomass in wheat corn fallow. Here also you can see the year-to-year progression is, the system here, the yield variation is from 0 to 5,000 kg. That's the kind of variation. So it's able to catch this. I think your modelers are doing very good job in, you know, putting all the information into the model. Here is, this is the yield. Then summarizing here, the biomass and yield. This is wheat biomass, corn biomass, millet, and similarly wheat, corn, and millet yield. So one-to-one line. I think it's pretty well correlated, and most of the variations are captured. Then the mean and yield, mean and range of the yield in different cropping systems. Wheat fallow, no-till, wheat corn fallow, wheat corn millet. So this is the independent rotation we were talking about. I think some of the grain yields are slightly off. Otherwise, grossly, most of the variations are captured by the model. The range here, the error bar shows the minimum and maximum measured as well as simulated. To summarize, I think we are able to calibrate the model. That means able to get the parameters right. Then simulate, the validation was also reasonable. Then we could adequately simulate the ranges of long-term mean and range. With this, we conclude that the model is able to represent the system and carry the technology across locations and climates. Thank you.